Hello, my name is Brad McIntyre, and you are listening to the Cultivated Playwright Podcast, episode number 6. Over the last couple of weeks on my Instagram, I have been posting pictures of what I have been wearing to work. I am an educator at a community college. I'm an adjunct professor. I teach film and theater classes, and usually to work I wear a button-up dress shirt. Sometimes I wear a tie and a sports jacket. Ever so often I'll wear a full suit. And I've been posting pictures of this on Instagram lately. I've seen other Instagrammers post their kind of what I wore today kind of pictures, and I was kind of inspired by that and wanted to participate. Anyway, I've been getting some feedback on the pictures I have posted, and it's thrown up unexpectedly some thoughts lately about the kind of social contract we have about our appearance and dressing well and presenting oneself well and all that that might mean. So I've decided to make that the subject of today's podcast. So, I should explain, first of all, the clothes that are on the Instagram feed, they're work clothes. I don't wear them all day. I actually only teach, I have very early morning classes, and I'm done usually right before lunch. So, what happens most weekdays is I come home, and my wife hands off my son like a relay baton, and she goes into work for the rest of the afternoon into the evening, and I watch my young son, Mr. Mom style, at home. And when I'm doing this, I change out of my work clothes, of course, and I put on usually blue jeans and tennis shoes and either a t-shirt or a polo shirt, because inevitably I'm going to get slobbered on, or something's going to spill on me, or somebody's going to spit up on me. So, it's mostly hanging around the house clothes. So, I don't dress up like I do for work all day long every day. It's just for the first couple of hours of the day, actually. I've been dressing like this for a while, and I have slowly evolved to the particular clothes that I'm currently wearing. There's a little known secret about me, and that is that I actually have a passion for menswear. You wouldn't know it to look at me. If you came across me at the movies or the grocery store, or you dropped by my house at any given time, or you've been in rehearsals with me or watched me perform somehow, you wouldn't know that I have a passion for menswear, because very seldom do I put that knowledge and that enthusiasm into actual practice. But I've been studying menswear for years. It's like a little hobby of mine. I pull up menswear Pinterest feeds and watch YouTube videos about menswear, and for years I've read men's magazines, and I'm not into fashion so much, but really classic men's style. And I actually know more about it than I should. It's not necessarily super useful knowledge, but I know all those little esoteric things, like brown shouldn't be worn in the evening. If it says black tie event, it doesn't mean black necktie, it means tuxedo with black bow tie. You shouldn't wear white after Labor Day. Things like that. Things that most people, or I should say most people in my circles, don't really pay attention to. And I will admit, over the years, I've made my case worse in my own appearance. Part of this is because I'm a big guy. My middle part's a little bit bigger than I would like it to be, and it always has been. And I have a thick neck, and I'm a thick dude just pretty much all around. And I can't really wear clothes easily that are right off the rack. Most of my clothes have to be tailored. I order my shirts custom made, if they're dress shirts. I fall somewhere between an extra large and an extra extra large for t-shirts, And most of my pants are custom made as well. And in fact, a couple of years ago, I got a little carried away making custom jeans that I ordered through the internet. I have an affinity for wide legged jeans, and I have since I kind of came out on my own after high school and into college. I came of age as an adult and moved out of childhood in the 90s, the mid to late 90s. So big baggy jeans were the thing back in the day, as were wallet chains and flannel shirts and things like that. And I wore those things way longer than I needed to. And I have this kind of war against skinny jeans because I'm a big guy and I don't need any help looking top heavy. And I don't want to look like I'm wearing, you know, sausage casing. I don't wear skinny jeans. They don't look good on me. So I like straight leg jeans, but sometimes you'll see me in jeans that are just way too big. Like I'm wearing stovepipes on my legs. The cuffs at the bottom, the pant cuffs have 22 inch openings, which is really big. Big pants. They're wonderfully comfortable, but they're not stylish in the least. So the point of this is, though I know a lot about menswear, I don't like to put it into practice much. But in the realm of my work clothes, which I don't consider dressing up, I just consider them the clothes that I wear to work, I get to put a little bit of this enthusiasm for menswear into practice. Mostly, I wear the clothes I wear to teach in, the blazers and suits and ties and dress shirts, because I want to be presentable. I want to be perceived as somebody who's capable and worthy of respect and the small amount of authority that I, you know, need to teach a class. My clothing is all muted. It's all kind of, it's a minimalistic wardrobe, really. The color palette is blues and grays, black, white. Sometimes I'll throw in like a brown or an amber color here around autumn, but it's pretty neutral and it doesn't draw attention to itself. That's one of the goals that I have. I dress my age. I am one of those people that, like many people in my own generation, who are slow to embrace adulthood fully. And so I am slow to get rid of the band t-shirts and t-shirts with comic book characters on them and, you know, the blue jeans and tennis shoes out in public and stuff. I'm pretty slow about letting go of that, those kind of things. But in my work clothes, I dress my age. And also, it's important. Ever so often, I'll see a faculty member that's dressed like a student. You know, students in community colleges are usually pretty casually dressed. And they, of course, dress like young people. And I don't want to be mistaken for a student. So, anyway, all of this is to say that I have evolved sort of this style where I dress very intentionally, very purposefully, because of the perception that I want other people to have about me. While I'm wearing these clothes, it's when I say it's evolved, what I mean is that when I got the job back in 2011 at this particular community college, and I should point out, I've been teaching for years. I taught high school for a number of years, both public and private. I've taught junior high art classes for a while. I've taught elementary school kids after school programs, adult improv classes, summer camps, teaching theater games. I've even taught ESL using drama games in Hong Kong to Chinese youth. So I've taught all over the place. But when I got this particular job in 2011, I wanted to up my game as far as what I was wearing. And of course, I totally swung the pendulum too far right off the bat. And for a while, I just overdid it. I was wearing loud ties, and I had this weird affinity for pocket squares, for pocket hankies, corduroy blazers, suede jackets. It got out of control for a little while. And so the style that I currently have has evolved over time to kind of tone that down, but keep the best parts of it. And I wear the particular wardrobe I have because I'm aware, and this is another thing that the Instagram pictures have brought up to me, everybody judges. I judge other people, and I know that other people judge me by my appearance. That snap judgment we have when we see people visually and size them up. And even everybody does this, and I'm always skeptical of somebody who's like, I am not judgmental, I don't judge people. I'm skeptical of those people. And I'm also skeptical of the people, and I have a couple of friends like this, who have the attitude of, I'll wear whatever I want. Screw other people and what they think. I don't have to follow any standards, I don't have to follow any rules. And of course, as full-grown adults, they're still often dressing like they're in college sometimes. The thing is, you can't control other people. You can control yourself, you can control what you do in the world, and of course, a lot of happiness is letting go of the fact that you can't control everything. But you can't control how other people are going to see you and the judgments they are going to make. But you can skew it in your favor. You can control how you aim to be perceived. That's kind of what I'm leaning into as I grow and age and mature. I'm trying to embrace the fact that there's no getting out of the consequences of that. People do judge, and they're going to judge. You might as well give them something to latch onto. And for me, for especially when I'm at work, I want to be perceived a certain way. And so I go out of my way to make that happen. It goes along too with this. I do believe in the world there are standards. In the theater, when an actor makes a choice, there's not necessarily a right and wrong choice, but there is definitely stronger choices and weaker choices that an actor can make when they're coming up with a character. There are standards to everything, and I think there are standards of dress that sadly in our current culture have fallen off a little bit. There's this kind of level of moral relativism where people believe they can kind of do anything and they shouldn't be held accountable for their appearance or behavior or opinions or whatnot. And I don't believe there should be this level of moral relativism. I believe that there should be some kind of standards, and you either are above standards or you're below standard, and it gives everybody a baseline to work from. Now, where these standards fall, of course, that's a very large gray area, but you can kind of tell when somebody is dressed well and cares about their appearance and puts in a little bit of effort, and when they just don't care. And usually when they dress like they don't care, they actually do care. The image they want to be perceived as someone who does not care. This dressing well in everyday life, it reminds me a little bit. In my classes over the last couple of weeks, I've been teaching sections on acting, like the concept of acting in my theater classes. And when we're talking about actors, we're talking about typecasting. And it should be pointed out that acting is one of the only contemporary careers, the only contemporary occupation where it is not only tolerated and legal, but it's encouraged that we discriminate. The audience collectively expects their heroes to look a certain way, their ingenues to look a certain way, their wise old people, their wacky sidekicks, everybody to look a certain way to meet expectations. And so casting people, of course, cast to type, as the word typecasting means, casting to type. And if you don't cast a type, it causes, you know, controversy, provocation. So you very seldom see, I don't know, Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet done with a Romeo who is not a, you know, young, handsome teenage kid, or to look like a young, handsome teenage kid. You never see like a 50-year-old, 350-pound dude playing Romeo, because the character's not written that way, and we wouldn't buy it if it was presented that way. The audience would pay attention to the novelty of the casting more than to the content of the play. So it's the reason on TV shows everybody looks like a magazine cover model most of the time. Because aesthetically, you want more and more people to watch the TV shows. That's why all forensics criminologists look like cover models. Of course they do. That's how we expect them to look. Anyway, that's what it's kind of reminded me of. My teaching in my classes has kind of mirrored my thoughts I've had on outside life. I should also point out, posting these pictures on Instagram has reminded me that I'm an adult. I'm in my 40s now. I should dress like an adult. I'm a parent. I have responsibilities. I should dress my age. For me, this is kind of an act of reinvention. It's shedding off my old self and embracing my new self and looking forward into the future. And it's definitely an evolution of a style. And me paying attention to both societal standards and what my own standards are. Anyway, that's what I kind of wanted to cover in this particular podcast. I appreciate you listening. You can look me up on my website, bradmcintyre.com. On there are links to all my social media, including my Instagram account, where you can see these pictures of my work clothes, blazers and dress shirts and stuff. So with that, I think I'm going to wrap it up. Until next time, have a good day.